Take a Hike. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amber Pearson, assistant professor in the Department of Geography at Michigan State University, examines why exposure to green and blue spaces can be beneficial for your health.
The places where we live are increasingly urbanized, and one of the top causes of disease worldwide is depression and mental health issues. So identifying factors which relate to positive mental health, particularly in cities, is important. We examine the relationship between mental health and the visibility of natural spaces, including blue space or water bodies and green space or parks and vegetated areas in the capital city of New Zealand, Wellington. We developed a geospatial technique to quantify visual exposure to blue and green spaces for residential locations across the entire city of Wellington. Then, using the New Zealand Health Survey data, we linked mental health data for the respondents to blue space visibility based on where they lived. And we found that higher levels of blue space visibility were associated with decreased psychological distress, regardless of other factors such as age, sex, and income. However, we did not find the association for green space. Now, we don't know whether our findings would hold true in other settings. The blue space in Wellington is almost completely oceanic. When one sees the ocean, other senses are experienced, including sound and smell. So similar studies evaluating the relationship for freshwater would be beneficial. If other studies confirm our findings, there may be urban planning implications. It would be important that residential views of blue space not be limited to those who can afford them in order to limit inequalities in mental health between the rich and the poor.
That was Amber Pearson of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.